This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
GE is about to stop bringing appliances to life.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Air conditioners, stoves, toaster ovens, refrigerators.
The GE Profile Refrigerator with Climate Keeper 2 maintains higher humidity to keep food garden fresh longer. GE, imagination at work.
GE's imagination won't include things like a fridge for much longer. The company has hired Goldman Sachs to run an auction for its appliance division. The Wall Street Journal reports the sale could yield between $5 billion and $8 billion. The appliance unit has been a part of GE since 1907. It made up about 4% of the conglomerate's $173 billion in revenue last year. Wall Street finished higher yesterday after a government report showed an ease in inflation pressure. The Dow finished at 12,898 after picking up 66 points. The Nasdaq gained 1.5 to 2,496. The S&P 500 was up 5.5 points to 1,408. Markets in Asia were mixed today, a percent gain for the Nikkei. Oil dropped below $124 a barrel today in Asia. European shares are mixed at this hour. Global financial markets have turned into a monster. That's according to the German president. He blames bankers for what he calls a massive destruction of assets, and he wants tougher regulations. Stephen Beard has more.
President Köhler was once a spokesman for the banking industry, but he doesn't mince his words about bankers. He says they've created a monster by using complex financial products and betting with large amounts of borrowed money. Köhler says what he calls excessive bankers' pay caused the subprime crisis. The remarks reflect a widespread discontent in Germany, says Bertrand Benoit of the Financial Times. While the German economy has boomed and bankers have prospered, most ordinary workers have not.
There's a bit of resentment from a population that sees its economy doing so well and at the same time feels at least that it's not getting much benefit from it. And so there's a bit of resentment with bankers.
Köhler's call for controls over bankers' pay was echoed yesterday in a meeting of European finance ministers. They described excessive remuneration as scandalous. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
If any business was a sure thing before the credit crunch, it was private equity. But times have changed. Private equity firm Blackstone saw its profits fall 90% at the end of last year. Blackstone releases first quarter numbers today. Analysts expect the report will show the private equity business is changing, and there may not be much private equity in it anymore. Jill Barchet reports.
Until a year ago, private equity firms like Blackstone had a simple way of making money. Buy up companies with borrowed funds and then sell them at a later date for a profit. Jackson Turner is an analyst at Argus Research in New York. He says those kinds of deals are tough to do now that the debt markets have dried up.
Because of the credit market dislocations, the emphasis has had to move from private equity to asset management.
Turner says Blackstone is behaving more like a hedge fund these days. It's buying everything from distressed real estate to junk loans.
The Blackstones and the Apollos of the world can make money off of dislocation in the market just like they can off of deals.
The private equity business isn't completely dead. Turner says Blackstone's still buying companies in places like Brazil, where deal markets are thriving. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
U.S. troops are getting a raise. The House Armed and Services Committee approved a bill early this morning that gives the green light to more than $600 billion in defense spending for next year. That includes a 3.9% pay raise for troops.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. By gather.com, where friends can stay in touch. People are talking at gather.com. and by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com.
Americans are still the world's greatest overachievers. The annual World Competitiveness Rankings were released today. The U.S. tops the list for the 15th straight year. Silver and bronze medals go to Singapore and Hong Kong, respectively. Then there are the Brits, not even in the top five. It happens to be Brit Week in L.A. The idea is to let Californians know just how important England is to the state's economy. We sent Cash Peters to check in with his countrymen.
Brit Week's an annual event in L.A. Annual in the sense that it started last year and now they're having another one. British Consul General Bob Pierce.
It's part celebration, it's part marketing.
It's like 90% marketing.
Well, that's how we justify doing it, yes.
Yeah, but it's a great idea, though. The United Kingdom is a huge investor in California through companies such as BP, Vodafone, plus a bunch of shops they want you to visit.
We have 24 different British retailers, famous brands, participating in a Brit Walk.
It's true. They have a leaflet. The first store I went to was Coco de Mer. And what could be more British sounding than that?
We sell lingerie and accoutrements.
Well, what kind of accoutrements?
Sex toys.
Uh-oh. Next, this is public radio. I went to the English Laundry, a British clothes store selling shirts with cutting-edge designs on them. Manager, Michelle Donati.
Look at this one. It's beautiful.
And what makes it British?
It's just the design, the inspiration.
It actually looks like a snail covered in ink crawled all over it. Of course, it's all very well roping stores into this great ballyhoo. Question is the Brit Walk actually attracting American customers?
It's fun, you know?
But it's working, is it?
No.
No. How many people are on the Brit Walk?
Actually, I don't know yet. I don't know when
it's
actually
zero, isn't
zero.
It? Nobody has got this leaflet. Nobody knows it's on.
Not yet.
People can go from one British store to another. Some of them will be offering attractions, glass of champagne, whatever it may be, in their stores.
So I'm going to get champagne in every store I go to.
It's up to the individual stores what they do.
So where's my champagne and cookies and stuff?
Well, we don't give out champagne and cookies.
It's to welcome me as a Brit.
No, absolutely, but right now we're short of champagne.
That's so British. But behind all this is a serious message.
The truth about the UK that we really need to get across is that this is the most important business relationship that California has.
It is. Thanks, Bob.
We're bold, we're bright, and we're British.
Yes, we are. In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.